Again, we just met as a staff. We watched it on the plane back, and then we watched it again this morning. And in any game like this, when you walk off the field, you feel like there are so many things that went wrong. And obviously, there were a lot of negatives out there as far as penalties and turnovers and not being able to get off the field on third down. But just like anything else, when you watch the tape, there's also some good things. And that's not me trying to put a positive spin on it. What I'm telling you is it's never acceptable to go out there and play like that and lose like that. But in looking at the tape, there were some positive things for our team. I thought certain guys played decently. I believe even at the end of the half, the first half, that two-minute drive that we had, you know, we were driving the ball well there. It was a good moment of situational football until, obviously, we threw the interception, which we can't do that. But I thought there were some positive things. We were backed up on our own end. We got a couple first downs on a couple drives, so that was good. But obviously we have to play a whole lot better.
As a staff, what else can you guys – I know you brought in officials to practice and you make guys run last and have a penalty, but what else can you guys do to kind of cut down on those?
You have to show it to them. So we'll meet tomorrow morning at 8. We'll push practice back a little bit. We'll get together tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and we'll show them – you know, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, and that's part of it. You have to show it to them and teach them what they did wrong, and hopefully they learn from their mistakes and they can go out on the practice field and correct it.
You mentioned some of the positives. So can you elaborate a little bit on
that? Yeah, I think at every position there were some positive plays. I believe at the defensive line position, you know, I think in the beginning of the game, J.J. Watt did a nice job on a sack. And in first run of the game, he spiked inside and had a nice play. I thought Clowney did some decent things. Brooks Reed did some decent things. Tarpinian, Mike Mohammed. You know, in the secondary, I felt like D.J. did some things on special teams and on defense. You know, I believe we've got to get off the field on third down. You know, we had him there. It was third and nine, and we gave up a big play there, and that kept the drive going the first drive of the game. Offensively, you know, I think our first-team offensive line did a decent job all night of knowing their assignments and playing well for the most part. You know, it wasn't always perfect. I felt like some of the young players on our team played pretty well for their first time out. You know, I mentioned Clowney. First time out for Blue, did some decent things. Fedorowicz did some decent things. Suofilo did some decent things. So Dre Howe had a couple nice plays. Hey, look, they also had their bad moments too, like we all did. But I thought there were some positives in those regards. He's okay. Yeah. If after the game, they go through a whole concussion test protocol, and they felt like he would have been able, if the game continued there, he would have been able to go back into the game.
Rethinking quarterback rotation in any way?
I think you're always, Dale, I think you're always thinking about what you can do to make the team better. So anytime you have a chance to review things and regroup a little bit on a day off like it is today, as a head coach, you're always thinking about things that can make the team better, whether that's a change in the depth chart, a change in a scheme, a change of a position of a player, whatever it may be. We'll continue to discuss that today.
Everything's on the
table. Oh, yeah.
On Andre Brown, what you thinking there?
You know, we only ran 48 plays in a game, and that's not an excuse. That's a terrible offensive performance, but we only ran 48 plays, so we had it mapped out where Jonathan Grimes was going to start the game, and then we were going to go to Blue, and then Dennis Johnson, and that's kind of where it was, and Andre didn't end up getting in the game. Yeah.
After the game, you said that it starts with you and there's some things. Are there things that you think you should do different or better, or you could?
No question. It starts with me. I've got to do a lot of things better. We got to call better plays. We have to set up practice maybe a little bit better. We've got to make sure that we're doing things that suit our players' skill sets better. We've got to do a better job of meeting with the players. I've got to do a better job of teaching the players about something like Dave asked about penalties. Obviously, what I'm doing didn't work because we had 13 penalties. I think we had six in a row. I don't know if I've ever seen that before in my life. Delay a game to start the half, that's on me. That's ridiculous. We can't do that. So, you know, I believe it, you know, as much as it's a cliche, the buck stops here, and you've got to always look in the mirror and say, what can you do better? And so I'm going to work hard today and every day to get better myself.
And you had mentioned that briefly with Andre Brown, there being so few snaps and not having really the ability to evaluate, in that case, the running backs. What about the quarterback specifically with Case and Tom, given how long you had to leave Ryan in the game, or felt you needed to leave Ryan in the game? Did you really get a feel for where Case and Tom were at?
I think you get a feel any time a guy plays in a game, but certainly you would have liked to have more plays, no question about it. We felt like, I think it was midway through the second quarter, we only had 8 plays, so we felt like it was important to keep getting Ryan some more reps there. But you come out of the game and you have a feel for guys, how they did in the game, regardless of how many plays they had in the game, how they reacted, how they performed, in those situations that they were in there. You always get a better feel for them than what you did in the practice field.
Kind of along those lines, you have a kicker battle, but either guy got the kick. I mean, is that you only have 4 chances to see these guys in games? Kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that is frustrating that you can't have a situation where a guy can at least kick a PAT. So, again, we have to do a better job of making sure we score some points or put them in positions where they can kick field goals or whatever it may be to have a battle, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Coming out of 2 weeks of practice, I'm sure you felt reasonably good about the guys. You didn't see across the board failure coming. I mean, so how do you talk to them tomorrow morning? Jump up and down and yell? You hug them? What do you do?
I still feel good about this group of guys. I mean, there's no question about it. I really enjoy coaching this group of guys. Every single day I enjoy being around these guys. No, we're not going to go in there tomorrow morning. The first thing I'm going to do tomorrow morning is tell them the things that I need to do better. And then we're going to point out some things that we can all do better. And then we're going to point out some positives. Hey, this was really good. If we can continue to do these things, we're going to be in good shape. At the end of the day, it's one game. The sun, I believe, rose today. So, I missed Mass this morning, which I probably should have gone to Mass. My mom will be mad at me. But I know the sun came up. We didn't play well. We didn't play well, and I understand the questions, and sure, people out there are disappointed in what they saw last night, but we're working hard to fix it, and we're going to continue to work hard to get these guys on the same page with us and go out there and win some games.
Defensively, the reason for the Cardinals' success pretty much throughout the entire game was more just because you guys were playing in a base defense and didn't really get to utilize a lot of the things that makes Romeo great, or was it just a lack of execution?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. In the preseason, obviously you're not going to go out there with, especially your first preseason game, you're not going to go out there with your total package of plays for that opponent. There's not a lot of game planning that goes on for the first game, but at the same time, you've got to go out there and be able to execute your base calls better than what we did last night. So it's a little bit of both. Give the Cardinals credit. They came out and they drove the ball pretty well. Like I said, especially on third down, they kept the drives alive and were able to finish drives. So we didn't do that offensively. So our defense was on the field for 83 plays. Some of that was their own fault. Some of it was our offense inability to convert on third down. And that's something we're going to talk about tomorrow morning, which is complementary football. We've got to play off each other a lot better than what we did last night.
You've got the Falcons coming in this week. After a poor game like the one you guys just had, is it good to get against another team before your next game?
Well, I think anytime you have a chance to practice against such a quality opponent like the Atlanta Falcons, it's going to be good for our team. They'll get here on Wednesday. We'll do a lot of things against each other situationally, first, second, third down, red area, 2-minute, backed up. We'll have a lot of different things to work on. I know Mike Smith, I got a lot of respect for him. He's going to be great to work with. And our players will get better from – our team will get better from practicing against the Falcons.
How much planning goes into those dual practices?
A lot, yeah. Matter of fact, when I leave here, I'm going to give Mike a call and just got a few questions for him to make sure we're on the same page. But it's been great. We've had 4 or 5 phone conversations setting up these practices. But, yeah, a lot goes into it, kind of trading emails back and forth about practice schedules and how they do things, how we do things. And it'll be good. I believe the fans will enjoy it, and it'll be a good setup.
Do you have any feel at all for the guys that haven't been practicing when they'll return?
Feel better about the injury report, where we're at. Not to go into detail with every guy, but I think all those guys – with the exception of, Cody White and Alan Bonner, obviously, all those guys are closer to getting back on the field.
Barry and Andre play next year?
There's a shot. Yep, there's a shot. for Atlanta. He may do some things this week, but I would say that he probably would not play in the Atlanta game. I think he's working hard. I think he's a guy that is taking the coaching from Mike Vrabel and trying to do what we're asking him to do, and he's just got to continue to improve. Good teammate, hardworking guy, football smart, three down backs, got to continue to improve catching the football, but good runner, good vision, good on special teams, understands football, asks good questions. See some good things from Alfred. It's getting better. That's probably an area where, like, you're right, you know, that you have to really, you know, get these guys from college up to speed on how to protect a blitzing linebacker or blitzing safety. It's a different deal than it is in college, and I think it's getting better. It's not as consistent as we want it to be with Alfred, but he's working at it, and it'll continue to improve with him.
You saw nothing a couple last night that didn't make you feel good about where he's.
Say that again, Dale.
So you saw nothing from Alfred last night that doesn't make you feel good about how he's progressed since you've had him.
I feel good about his progression. Yeah, I thought he went in there last night. He had a tackle on the kickoff team, did a nice job on special teams. I thought he had a couple nice runs. Ran kind of a poor route on a third down play, but, you know, that's something we can improve on. But I felt good about the way he played.
Talk about the offensive line, the ones again, because I know you guys are kind of thin there. You said earlier you thought that was one of the places that was a bright spot.
Yeah, I felt like the first five went out there, Chris Myers, Dwayne Brown, Ben Jones, Derek Newton, those guys, they went out there and played pretty well. I feel like those guys did their job, and you know, we showed flashes of being able to run the ball consistently and things like that. You know, pass protection was decent. You know, again, it's a work in progress with the twos. You know, they've got to continue to improve and get better, but I thought that the young guy, Xavier Suofilo, went in there and did some decent things. Played left tackle, played guard, you know, and was okay. Had his moments that weren't great, but overall thought he did some decent things. So I think there's a lot to work with there, and if we can get guys back healthy, you know, like Brandon Brooks and Willie Yateman, guys like that, I think that'll make it an even better position for us.
Bill, are you guys still managing Clowney health-wise, or this week you're going to kind of let him?
Yeah, I think I don't know. Last night he played upwards of 20 plays, I think. So, you know, I thought that was good. But we'll always, any guy that's coming off surgery, off-season surgery, early in training camp, which we're still early in training camp, it's only the first game, we'll always, you know, look to manage that guy.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys.